Will White here with another edition of Questions We're Asked When We're Out in the Field. And today's question is, how do I reduce the likelihood of bringing home bed bugs after a fabulous vacation? Well, I'm going to share with you today a few tips that we use when we're on vacation to avoid the likelihood of bringing bed bugs back home. And I would like to start with the number one thing you can do once you're on vacation, once you make it to your vacation destination. You can simply ask the receptionist after you've received your room. Once they've checked you into your room, just simply ask, hey, has this room ever had a problem with bed bugs in the past or currently? Might catch them off guard, but they'll let you know. You know, they keep records of all the rooms in the hotel or resort that has had issues in the past, you know, with bed bugs or are currently experiencing issues in the past. And at that point, you can ask, well, can we get another room that has not had a problem? Number two, you know, when you get to the room, and this is one thing that I always say you pack in your luggage. It's one of the most important tools that you can carry. You know, I keep one of these in our travel luggage. You know, you can put it in something that you're going to have easy access to, because you're going to find out that this tool here is going to be one of your best friends so that you can get in there, get the room inspected, and get that great vacation on the way. So if they say no, now remember, as long as we're getting a no or a no see, we keep moving to the next step, because the most important thing is getting that vacation started right away. So once you get to the room, what I immediately do, if I have luggage, if I have my luggage with me, is I put that luggage in the bathtub and then I start. You want to get you a piece of stock, you know, white stock preferably. So if they have a business card, like a white business card at that front desk where you're checking in, you know, grab that business card. Or if you got, you know, if you think you can cut you up a couple of pieces of small white cardboard, you know, like about the size, the thickness of a shoebox. And you want to take that and you want to slide it in between where the headboard meets the wall. So the headboard is screwed to the wall. You want to take that piece of stock and slide it along the back of the headboard and all the way down and around. And you look at that, you know, you slide it, take it out, look at it. If you see any fecal matter, dead bed bugs, or if you're lucky, you might find a live bed bug on it, I would immediately stop everything, go back to the desk and start all over again. All right. But let's assume that we don't find anything. So at that point, we've done the inspection of the headboard. Now we want to move to the sham. Most of these hotels have a sham around the box spring of the mattress. That's where you want to take your flashlight out. You want to take that sham. You want to take your flashlight and shine it along that sham and lift it up. Look up underneath it with your flashlight. And this is where you're going to find out this is going to be your best friend. If you get around the entire base of the beds and didn't find anything up underneath the sham or on top of that sham, you take that flashlight and you shine it up above the headboard where the wall meets the ceiling. A lot of times that wall is textured, and most of the places that we'll be, you know, vacationing in. If you see any black dots, you know, there's fecal matter, or you might see live bed bugs or dead bed bugs up there, once again, stop, go back to the front desk. Now, if you've made it this far and you're still seeing nothing, you want to take that flashlight and shine it along the top of the curtains where the curtains are bumped together. Take the flashlight, shine it along the top of the curtains in the room. That is another great place for bed bugs. Because if this room has been chemically treated, you know, where, you know, they came in and they wanted to do a chemical treatment in the room, a lot of times when they're using these highly repellent products, it'll force the bed bugs up the wall. So the curtains would be a great hiding place for the bed bugs to hide there and then crawl down at night when you're sleeping and feed. So if we're finding nothing there, we continue to move along. Check the dressers. You know, if you're going to be staying for an extended period of time, you know, check the dresser drawers, pull them out, shine your light in, see if you see any dead carcasses or dead bed bugs. Not finding anything there. One of the other places that I want you to look, and the reason why I say put your luggage in the bathtub and not on that luggage rack is a high area for hitchhikers, for bed bug hitchhikers. So you want to take your light. A lot of times these luggage racks are made out of metal or wood, and they have the straps across the top. You want to take those straps, lift them up, shine your flashlight in there, take a look and see if you see any dead bed bugs, carcasses of fecal matter, and in the hinges where the legs are hinged together, you want to take a look there as well. Moving on to the closet. We didn't find anything there. We want to move to the closet where we're going to be hanging up, maybe our coats, clothing for the week. Shine the flashlight around the closet, looking at the floor, looking at where the clothes rod is, meeting the wall. See if you see any dead bed bugs harboring there, hanging out, or any dead fecal matter, as well as dead bed bugs. And if none of those items are found, if you do not find anything of the sort in there, it is time to start your vacation. Now, these tips are great for families that are vacationing, and they also work great for the business traveler. These are things you can do as you're out traveling for business to avoid bringing that problem back home. Because there's nothing like having a great vacation, building these great family memories, only to find out 6 months to a year later that you brought back home some visitors. Which reminds me, before I go, this is another important tip. When you get home from your vacation, now I said this will likely reduce the chances of you bringing bed bugs back. So when you get home from your vacation, one of the things you want to do is do not put that luggage on your bed. Do not put that luggage on your couch. You want to put that luggage somewhere where you can maintain it. And one of the things we do, we usually bag up all of our clothes in plastic when we're coming home, because if you're traveling by air or some of these shared vehicle businesses, you never know who was in that seat before you or what problems they brought with them. So we always pack our clothes in plastic so that we can deal with that. We tie them off to wash, you know, to wash and dry those items when we get home. And we'll leave the luggage in the garage or in a place. If you don't have a garage, you want to bag the luggage up in plastic until you can get a chance to inspect it. Or you can just leave it tied off. You know, you can just leave it tied up in the plastic bags, because if you're if your family is the type that like to take a vacation once a year, then by the time you take that vacation again, if there were any living bed bugs on that luggage, they will be dead. Or you can use that flashlight one final time and inspect that luggage. See if you see anything in the zippers, the seams or tufts on that luggage. And if you don't find anything there, I would still leave it packed in plastic just to be on the safe side. I would pack the flashlight back in the luggage, pull the batteries out of it, pack it back in the luggage so it's readily available for you for your next vacation. But this tool here is just as important as your toothbrush when you're traveling across the country or out of the country. You always want to make sure you carry a flashlight with you. So I want to thank you for watching this video. And if you just recently came back from a vacation and you feel like, hey, you know what? We were kind of itchy in that hotel. You know, you can pick up the phone right now. You can give Nexus Pest Solutions a call at 414-355-3732. And you can ask for me. I'm Will White. I'll be more than happy to schedule your home for an appointment and come out there and give you a bed bug inspection. Thank you for watching this video, and I hope you have a great day.
Google Nexus Pest Solutions. Got bugs? You know what to do. Call 414-355-3732.